Now, the tobacco industry got sued last week. The industry gets sued so often that's not really news, but what is news is that the group that filed suit is a largely Republican organization, best known for its strong support of the prescription drug industry. NPR's Julie Rovner explains.
The United Seniors Association has billed itself as a conservative alternative to the AARP. So the group raised more than a few eyebrows last week when it used a little-noticed provision of Medicare law to sue the tobacco industry for as much as $120 billion. The suit wants the industry to pay the health costs of Medicare beneficiaries who got sick from smoking. Charles Jarvis is chairman and chief executive of United Seniors.
I'm constantly looking at areas where taxpayers are getting burned by corporations and entities in this country. And so this, to me, stood out like a sore thumb because clearly taxpayers are getting burned on the Medicare costs that tobacco companies should be paying for.
It's a major change of direction from a group whose last big campaign was to attack AARP for its opposition to privatizing Social Security and whose board includes a who's who of national Republican operatives. Frank Clementi, director of Public Citizens Congress Watch, has been studying the group for years. He calls United Seniors a, quote, hired gun.
If you track their fundraising, where they get their money, and the issues that they work on, they seem to take money from the drug industry in particular, but also energy companies, securities industry, and then they work on issues that are of interest to those organizations.
Clementi says the group was particularly active during the debate over adding drug coverage to Medicare in 2002 and 2003, when United Seniors received what was called an unrestricted educational grant from the drug industry trade group Pharma. When that happened, United Seniors, he says,
all of a sudden began running tens of millions of dollars in advertisements promoting the drug industry's agenda. They claimed that was in the interest of seniors, but every other senior group was saying, well, we want a bill where you can negotiate drug prices. We want a bill where you can import drugs from Canada. And those are key positions that the pharmaceutical industry opposed and USA opposed.
United Seniors Chairman Jarvis, however, says there's nothing inconsistent about his group's support for a private sector Medicare benefit and its suit against big tobacco.
We stand up on issues such as private prescription medicine for people and broader choices. It's because we believe justice demands personal choices, family choices, and broader choices and better pricing. And we believe that the best way to do that is through an aggressive, competitive marketplace.
Jarvis says that same drive for economic justice applies to the tobacco suit.
Taxpayers shouldn't bear the burden that other people, corporations in this particular case, who've been doing wrong, tobacco companies, should be bearing the burden of.
Even some longtime anti-tobacco crusaders are impressed with the suit. Matt Myers is president of the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids. He helped negotiate the huge settlement with the tobacco companies for costs to the Medicaid program for the poor. He says a Medicare case like this has been ripe for filing.
Should United Seniors prevail, this could have a dramatic effect, both on the cost of Medicare and, frankly, on the cost to the tobacco industry.
It could also make United Seniors very rich. The way the Medicare law works, individuals or groups who sue on behalf of Medicare can receive an equal amount in damages. Jarvis has pledged the group will keep only 1% of the damages, but that could still be millions of dollars. Clementi of Public Citizen says that makes the lawsuit a win-win for the group.
They either get lots of money if they're successful, or they get good public relations even if they fail.
Tobacco industry spokesmen say their lawyers are still looking over the suit, but they note that similar efforts to recover damages on behalf of third parties, Medicare in this case, haven't gotten very far in the courts. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.